morning, everybody. Just an opening disclaimer, the only thing which makes me different to anybody else, the reason why I'm standing here, is because I'm the only mug who can't say no to the room. So, just get off the invite and the opportunity and the Chag Shel Amuno. That's what the Chag Pesach is all about. Chazal say, Bizchus Amuno Nigalu Abisinu Mitzrayim. We know that the matzah is called Michla de Himuno de Nuso Lechem of Amuno. I saw this somewhere, I don't know where, but we said in Haggadah that that it doesn't end just on the Leila Seder, even though, you know, it comes from the font we gather of Imtah, but it's not only for the Leil Seder, basically throughout Pesach, so we can work out where we're holding, meaning the night of Yetzias Yisrael took place on Leil Seder, and as the Chag progresses, we're going through the 7 days that Klai Yisrael went through. We know that the Shvishal Pesach is Kriyas Yam Suf, and we're heading there, we're getting there. And more than that, Klai Yisrael, we'll see in a second, but Klai Yisrael, the Emuno which they required, and the Emuno which they through which they were zeichah to the Nisim, progressed with them. They had to build on what they had seen and where they had got to already at this man of Leila Seder, of Yetzias Yisrael. They had to keep on going. The whole Tariq, the Maisa, the Tariq really is all the way till Matan Torah. But there's definitely a very visible and tangible, incremental increase in their Emunah and Bitochan as the days went by. I saw a kasha in a sefer Daily Mashka that Yaakov Horovitz. He asked that, as I just said a minute ago, Chazal say that bizchus emuno asid in the yegoil. So he asked a very posh of the kasha. He said, we know that a fourth fifth of Klal Yisrael Mesu, right, died in Makas Klesha. It's not as mamash pele. We're talking about people who had at that stage already by Choshech, they had already seen eight masses. Right. And apparently they weren't yet holding on, having the chus of the prerequisite emuno to entitle them to be zeichah to leave. And he asked basically a question like, where exactly do we stand the chance? You know, he's talking about people who saw what they saw, and really more than that, because as we'll speak about in a minute, they'd also been through deprivation that we can't even fathom, and yet they weren't zeichah to their gula. So he brings the Ben Yonah based on the Mishnah and others. The Mishnah says, "If ain't any limili, ukisha ani laasi moani, if they ask for them otai." And the Ben Yonah explains that his words are, "Im odom loyire nashoi, ma yailuhu hamusorim ki afal pisha nichnosim beliboy v'yom shemoi." Yishtochem ha'yetzah v'yadvim miliboy. Vinny Yonah explains that a person can hear, he can witness the most miraculous, inspiring words or events, and if I don't take what I've seen and implant it within myself and work on it, it's not enough to be a spectator. It's not enough to be a spectator. You've got to be a participant. A person's got to take the messages and last name and bring them inside and be mistreated and think about them. And if he doesn't, then they just remain unbelievable miracles. People, four-fifths of people who saw miracles like most people have never seen. And yet, again, we can't judge people or whatever, but the Maisa, that's the Musa. That's what we see over here. You see that the experience, the Etzem being a spectator to unbelievable events or hearing unbelievable inspiring speeches, whatever it's going to be, isn't the key to success. It's taking those and the external inspiration is not Lee. I've got to take that to make a kinyan on the inspiration and grow from it. So again, so that's just a gomel. So in terms of what our avodah should be this Pesach, again, it's a chag of amunah. And we're progressing, and we've got a place to get to. You know, we've got to be fitting to deserve the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf in a few days. You know, we've got work to do. I have at least. About Kriyas Yam Suf, a bit of a jump, but about Kriyas Yam Suf, if I'm a Shapela, if you put up together various Namori Chazal or various Meforish, and you end up with a picture which is, if you kind of close your eyes and think about it, it's really pretty amazing. Chayusol, or we're talking about these, you know, people who for 115 years have been downtrodden in the most unfathomable ways. It really is. If you kind of like take all the Midrashim and really understand them, these people have suffered a lot. And now, you see this rhyme, which is unbelievable. And these people, they've gone through Shabbos HaGadol and they're taking this there, and everything which we all know, that's where they're heading now, that they're going to the Midrash, like, towards the Amsuf, right? All of a sudden, they see the Mitzrayim running after them. The Amsuf's in front of them. They scream out to Moshe, and Moshe screams out to Hashem. And Hashem says, "Mani takelai, well, why are you shouting at me? Well, what do you want from me already? What do you want from me already? The Mitzrayim are running after me." And to make this slightly more, the Mishnah Chochma is Medayik that Hashem told Moshe to stand at the back. So Klai Yisrael running towards the Yam. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was always there, flag flying, you know, he was their star. We know what happened, the Egel Azov, when they, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu never came. Moshe Rabbeinu was there, and Moshe Chochma says, stand at the back. This is Klal Yisrael and Yisrael in themselves. No, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to. So you're Klal Yisrael. For the first time, they're left without Moshe Rabbeinu. They're running towards the Yam Suf. They're paralyzed with fear. They're carrying out Hashem, which is the right thing to do, right? What else do you do? And Hashem replies, "Mani takelai." Almost like paralyzed with fear. Yeah? And Nachshon Aminodov, he does the unfathomable. He jumped. And I saw based on the Fasenas says, which is just like makes it that it wasn't only Nachshon. The Chazal say from Nachshon the Farer, right? What it says, atop paralysis of the Oscar Yom, Shanaas is empty ruin. Right? Based on the MS, Loi Ro Kol Echod as Bikia Tayam Shal Chaveroi. So this is not a national. I mean, national novel was Givaldic, yeah. But this is the whole of Klal Yisrael being put through this test. That they're in an impossible situation, and the only thing that they, not the only thing they can do, the thing that they want to do, and this is where they get to. This is like the sea of their success. Is they jump, and it's not a Hashem jump. It's not a jump of suicide, Hashem, yeah. It's a jump into the loving hands of the Ibn Shalom. And that's where it's a jump into. And this is like a pinnacle of their success, of where they've got to in their Emunah. It was like a tangible reliance. That's what Emunah means. It doesn't mean belief. It means reliance. Faithfulness. It was a tangible reliance on the Ibn Shalom, that they jumped, that they knew what they were jumping into. They were jumping into the hands of Hashem. Right, and that's the success of Kriyas Yam Suf, and that's of course. Okay, that's why Oz Yoshe, they've got to. This is literally the sea. Sforim Kedoshim, yes, it was someone else about Sforim Kedoshim, so I've got the same Sforim Kedoshim, say that the Loshen Bonim is used many times in relation to in Oz Yoshe, in the Shira. It says, Amabi Bono Ben Giz Yamsuf, Achuskaru Banecho, it says, Ro Bono Grosoi, Alzoi Shivchu, okay, fine, yeah, so it's four times. And more than that, you see the Chalal, it says, Alzoi Shivchu Ahuvim, Venosu Yedidim. The whole thing, the way Talisol is described in Oz Yoshe is like it's a different type of Yachas that they describe of Bonim, Ahuvim, Yedidim. So, there's a certain doggish on this relationship, and the answer is obvious why it's necessary. Because there's something which is, I think often myself, I'm speaking myself, something which is missed when we're talking about Emunah. We talk about Emunah, reliance, whatever, however you want to translate it, right? Make it b'chush. But there's something else which is very, 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 very important, which is, you know, it's not like a trust that something will happen, or even a trust in Hashem, even a fathomable trust in Hashem, or belief in Hashem, whatever word you want to use. It has to be more than that. You trust that, it has to be more than a trust, it has to be a trust of love. It has to be a trust of love, meaning on both, you have to believe that through Hashem's love, certain things are going to happen. It has to be a belief of love. Tell yourself by being Bono, by being Ahuvim Yedidim, Yeah, Kamayim Ponim, the Ponim, so we burn Shleim also replied, kind of like corresponded, what word is, responded to their show of love in this jump, as I said beforehand. The jump into Yam Suf, it wasn't suicidal, jump into the, it has to be into the loving hands of Hashem. I mean, I don't even say the words, but it will come from the jump into the cool hands of Hashem. I mean, that's not exactly much of a, right? You know, you feel that, well, I've got nowhere else to jump. It can't be. It's a jump into the loving hands of Hashem. It has to be that way. We'll see in a minute. Sorry? Right. But a leap into what? Yeah, a leap into... It's a leap of bonim. It's a leap of ahuvim. It's a leap of yedidim. So Nesiva Sholem says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, by the snare, came to the snare and saw what he saw, the Rabbeinu Sholem said to him, "Sha'alnu aleach mi'ara adecho." Take your shoes off. So he explains the dynamic, the discussion would be very interesting. He says, first of all, as a Hagdoma, Siva Shalom Taka says, and I'll tell you, this is in Pesach, Siva Shalom says, I spoke about this a couple of years ago, Siva Shalom says that Shan Nun, we always think about being at the depth of Tumma. So I don't know, in my mind, I guess I thought of whatever's called Tumma, call it Kfira, or Gilei Arayos. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, all the terrible things that a person can venture up in, Avodah Zarah, right? All these things. So, Nun is just a very bad place of all of that, you know? Very perverse and very promiscuous and very Kfira. Yeah, so he says no. I don't know, but he says at least also that Shan Nun, and the reason why Shan Nun is a place that you don't get out of, it's the final step for Shan Nun is the Shan of Yush. And that's why it might not even be a place which exists. That's why there might not be Shan Nun, because it's really a self-created situation. But Shan Nun is the place of Yush. It's whereby a person gives up, and from Shan Nun you don't get out. He says that elsewhere, but over here he explains Shal Nolach Meir Ragdecho. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's saying, I can't take them out. They're not going to listen to me. As he says later on also, he says the same discussion was had later. They're not going to listen to me. This is a downtrodden people. That they don't have it in them. Their spark of inspiration, of trust, of belief has been extinguished. They don't have it in them. They won't listen to me. They can't listen to me. Yeah? And Hashem replied to them and said, Shal nalech mi'ar ragecho ki mokim kodesh, ki al mokim kodesh ato oimeid. What the pasuk? Ki mokim ashe oimeid kodeshu. Yeah. So he explains that, okay, b'derech drush. He says, what it means is amokim. He said, mokim means the noise, the concept, the discussion, to shell. Right? The place, the thing which we were discussing on is kodesh. You underestimate Klal Yisrael. They have a kedusha which can't be undone, it can't be extinguished. It's admas chodeshu. Right? So they can be revived. We saw they were. I saw someone, when I saw this, it resonated with myself, that's what I said beforehand, that somebody, a Rob, I thought, said about today's generation, if the Rambam was alive today, he would have added another of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, there'd be 14. And his 14th would be, Anima Muna Shalema, they're going to show you another for me. Yeah. We live in a generation which is a bit bizarre, because, as a psychologist, we don't live in a generation which is more downtrodden on than other generations, for whatever the reasons are. But we live in a generation where we don't necessarily feel the love. We should. We don't. Or at least, not everyone does. The famous Chaim Shmulevit said in Sichas Musa, well known by Yosef, when he was told to the Yishmaelim, the prophet says, "Vayoshu lecho lechem Yisrael yinehem, vayiru v'hinei oruchas Yishmaelim bo, midilod v'gmalehem, Rashi says, these Ishmaelim, Umr of Kahana, V'haloi ein darkon shal arvim, Litoin ela oireis v'itron, Shereichon ra. Normally Arabs are transporting foul-smelling products. And how come over here they happen to be smelling nice? Ela, Zimin lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tchayra zu, V'shvil tzadik zeh, Saki Malayim Bistomim Shah Ruah Areah Ruach Nashavit Bahem Allah Yinovik Mirichon Sharim. Yeah. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says the obvious question, which is if you haven't put your mind into where Yosef was holding at this point in time. And Yosef had tzaddik from the chayk, from the, you know, the grasp of his father, Yaakov Avinu, the Gadol HaDor, right, who he had a special closeness to, had just been sold to Yishmaelim, all the way to, but his brothers wanted to kill him, on his way down to Mitzrayim, right, everything was lost, literally everything was lost, everything, his dreams, everything was just gone, and it, as Mepachan Shem adds in his way, Pitoni, he didn't even have time to swallow the tragedy, so he's on this thing, he's like, everything's lost. All of a sudden, he gets a waft of nice smelling perfume. I mean, I asked this question. How in the world is that a consolation? Or what? Well, he felt, oh great, I can smell nice perfume. Well, how is it? So, Chaim Shlomo says famously, he says, I think there's different stories of how to put it, but Neshika Min HaShamayim. If it was a Zeicha, it was a remnant from Hashem saying, I'm here. Right, what's a consolation? So, you have a nice smell. Right? It wasn't a smell. The smell was a simon. But Chaim Shlomo says, yes, it's tough. I know it's tough. It's tough. Your mind is tough, but there's a plan, and I'm your loving father. And the Rai is a Neshika. In the difficulty, you're going to get a Neshika from your mind. I feel a few other people have said this in a similar way, right? What happened Motzei Shabbos 2 weeks ago, and what happened Erev Shabbos just a few days ago. Things aren't easy around here, or generally speaking, in the world. They're not easy. But if you open your eyes, these Neshikas are clear. Yeah, we're getting these neshikas. So the neshika means that, you know, I felt that it's a funny thing, you know, Purim and Pesach, we know Matnach Gula the Gula. It's a funny thing. I thought they should be the other way around. Really. It should, you know, I mean, chronologically, I mean, Gula Mitzrayim was when we kind of became a nation, and obviously the story, Purim story, happened way later. So in as much as there's a link between these two, it should really be the other way. But I felt it's not much faked. It's developed it this way around. You know, you want to go into the understanding of Pesach, where you are today, with a clear slate, with a full appreciation and understanding that the chayrus that we got, this chag that we're celebrating, is a chayrus olam me. It was a life-changing, talis roh, changing, proud moment in our history, which we're benefiting forever. Yeah, to make sure that doesn't get wrongly diluted or wrongly kind of like distorted by a feeling of, oh gosh, how difficult things are, is that we get the Purim story beforehand. Hey, there'll be tough times. Don't worry, I'm with you with that. I'm with you in the tough times also. Right? Like he was in the amazing, you know, miraculous stories of Purim. So that's almost like to make the Pesach story not like watered down by any difficulties. Yeah, so I'm basically just want to, that's what I have to say. So for me, the message which comes out, Pesach in general and Or Avodah b'frat, is it's not enough to believe Emunah Shleima, right, that the Ben Shleim is the Boira and the Manig and all that, and the draw, it says all the Makkahs show that the Ben Shleim is in charge of everything. As this rabbi saw said, that we have, there's not any man, we have to make sure that we keep clear in our minds. And in spite of difficulties, anything that we think we're born of, Yedidim Ahuvim, at the same time, the difficulty, we still bond over who we did it. Everything is with a love, and there's a reason. And last time I remember, I spoke about, I quoted the Ramchal as to what the grand plan was, why from his point of view, why from the Ramchal's kind of perspective, the whole Yitzchak Yisrael was for our good. And this year, I think to myself, we don't need that. I mean, we need Ramchal's Ramchal, if you need it, but we shouldn't need it. Those are like walking sticks. We don't need these things. That's not what National Renal is. That's not what Nachman Elmer was thinking about when he jumped into the water. He wasn't thinking about, this is really fun. That wasn't the point. The point is, I'm jumping into Bnei Shalom's hands. Yeah, I'm a Bonov, I'm a Ahuvim, I'm an Ohuv, I'm a Yodid. You did. That's where I'm jumping. Just literally finish off with words which are, I mean, funny. I don't have to quote the Zoya, but I could just took him the thing I could also quote, but the Zoya is a Zoya. So, the Zoya said, Il Mole. Il molu ho yodim b'nei nosho rochim uso zerochim kutcha b'richul Yisrael havu shagin kfiro lemaradef lemirdaf abasri ilu ho yu b'nei odom yodim it's a avo shekadosh boch ho oy b'es Yisrael ho yu shagin kfirim kide lirduif acharo v'yis Hashem shenizke urevach lehashvish b'ribeinu sh'onu ahuvov v'bizchost amun azoyis I'll see you then, the Goyal, and the Hebrew Amen.